Another article in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association contains a warning about herbal medicine. It says some herbal medicine products contain dangerous levels of lead, mercury, and other toxic metals. The FDA has little power to regulate these dietary supplements. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has that story.
For Dr. Robert Saper, it started with a medical mystery. A colleague told him about the recent case of a man who came to a Boston hospital. He was having seizures so severe that he'd suffered brain injury. Doctors tested the man's blood and found lead.
They determined that his blood lead level was 89, where normal for adults is less than 2.
So the doctors wanted to know, how did the man get lead poisoning?
After questioning his family, they learned that he had been taking for 6 years an Ayurvedic medicine for arthritis called Gugulu.
Ayurveda is an ancient form of healing that originated in India. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 750,000 Americans say they've gone to someone who practices Ayurvedic medicine. Dr. Saper continues the story.
The Gugulu was manufactured in India, and when tested at the EPA lab, showed high levels of multiple toxic metals, including lead, at 14,000 parts per million, mercury and arsenic as well.
Saper knew from his research that some Ayurvedic herbal medicine products are made with dangerous metals. The manufacturing process is supposed to remove their toxins. But Saper looked in the medical literature and found other cases. Ayurvedic products had been linked to the death of an infant, cases of paralysis, mental retardation. So Saper and his colleagues went to Boston area stores and bought dozens of Ayurvedic medicines. Then they tested them and found that 1 out of 5, 20%, had lead, mercury, or arsenic in dangerous amounts. Saper spoke from his office at Boston University School of Medicine.
Heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and arsenic are simply dangerous and shouldn't be tolerated in dietary supplements, just like they shouldn't be tolerated in our drinking water.
Dr. Scott Gerson founded the National Institute of Ayurvedic Medicine in New York.
When these medicines from this particular category of the Ayurvedic pharmacopoeia are properly made, they're a great boon to humanity and can be used to both prevent and cure various conditions. However, when they're improperly made, they can certainly exert a toxic effect on the human physiology.
Gerson worries that there could be a move to ban Ayurvedic medicines. Saper says Congress needs to give more power to the Food and Drug Administration.
The importance of this study is to show that dietary supplements, including Ayurvedic remedies, are not closely regulated. Dietary supplements sold in the United States do not have to be shown to be free of heavy metals or other contaminants prior to marketing.
That's because 10 years ago, Congress restricted the FDA's power to regulate herbal medicines. With a regular drug, the manufacturer has to do years of testing to prove it's safe and effective, and then report any known problems once it goes on sale. With dietary supplements, it's the reverse. It's up to the FDA to prove a product is harmful. A year ago, the FDA did ban the dietary supplement ephedra, but not until years of deaths, court cases, and state laws had already forced major stores and manufacturers to stop selling it. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.